Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
This is Abby bringing you a Quaker word for the day. Today I'm going to tell you about Southland College. Calvin and Elida Clark, two abolitionist members of the Society of Friends from Wayne County, Indiana, left their homes in 1864 to go to Helena, Arkansas, to help care for black orphans during the Civil War. They spent their first 2 years there caring for the orphans and educating them. And in 1866, they, with the help of men of the 56th Colored Regiment in the U.S. Army, moved down to Phillips County, where they established Southland College, as well as a Friends meeting under the Indiana Yearly Meeting. Southland College was originally a school for orphans, but due to the strong desire that many freed slaves had to be educated, Southland College began to bring in children of black farmers and mulatto children of white planters. For 20 years, Elida and Calvin ran Southland College, and in 1876, the missionary board of the Indiana Yearly Meeting took the necessary steps to make Southland College diploma granting. Due to conflicts with some Southland patrons and some members of the missionary board, the Clarks left Southland College in 1886 and enrollment fell significantly. Harry and Anna Wolford, a Quaker couple from Ohio, arrived at Southland College in 1903 to try and help revitalize it. Enrollment then rose to 400 students, and Harry became dedicated to accepting every student who applied. The Wolfords ran Southland College into the 1920s, but Harry resigned when control was given to the Home Missions Board because he felt Southland was becoming an elite institute and did not wish for this. Another friend, F. Raymond Jenkins, was appointed by the Home Missions Board as principal of the school. And though he was dedicated, financial difficulties, as well as problems with the local community, caused Southland to be closed in 1925. The land was then sold to the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which tried to create a new school but did not succeed. Thomas C. Kennedy of the University of Arkansas notes that, quote, "Nonetheless, Southland College is remembered for the educational and spiritual possibilities it provided and for the determination and sacrifices of a small body of black Arkansans who joined with their northern Quaker brethren to sustain an institution that offered dignity and hope at a time when these were rare commodities for black Arkansans." End quote.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.